Richard Hall calls himself Moby because his family is descended from Herman Melville's. Moby has been America's most visible maker of techno dance music for most of this decade and has made hit remixes for acts ranging from Brian Eno to Aerosmith to Smashing Pumpkins. Moby's newest release is called Play. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Love got the mighty, let me tell the news. My head got wet in midnight dew. Great God, I've been down on my bending knees, talking to a man from Galilee. My God spoke and he sounded so sweet. I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God, the mighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that lonesome.
That's not Moby singing on that song, Run On. It's a vocal sample he's taken from a gospel record cut in the 40s by Bill Lanford and the Lanford Heirs. Throughout this new CD, Play, Moby regularly uses gospel music to provide the vocals and melodic hooks, which he then cuts up, layers, and rearranges to his own dance music purposes. This often results in terrifically lively music, such as this cut called Honey.
Every honey come back, sometime I'm on a red back jack, sometime I get a hump in my back, sometime I'm going over here, yeah. Sometime.
Again, that's not Moby singing, it's a tape loop of the gospel singer Bessie Jones, taken from field recordings made decades ago by musicologist Alan Lomax, particularly the box set Sounds of the South. Everything else is Moby, however, playing keyboards and drums and bass, shifting the tempo of the original to turn Jones's originally sanctified phrases into a sexy vamp. Here's what Moby sounds like when he's using his own slight conversational voice.
See, the storm is broken in the middle of the night. Nothing left here for me. It's washed away. The rain pushes the buildings aside. The sky turns black. The sky. Wash it far. Push it out to sea. Nothing left here for me.
There's a certain coldness to much of the music here, a quality it shares with most techno music, which, after all, is a mechanistic genre designed to get you all hot and elated on the dance floor. Moby has in the past been reasonably successful in forcing this music to contain content, specifically about his Christian faith and his vegetarianism. Play, despite its title, is about the work of love. Its best songs, whether sung by the artist himself or through the songs he chooses to sample, talk about the difficulties of nurturing romance and ongoing relationships. In expanding his music to accommodate such melancholy, Moby has given his armchair admirers something to admire intellectually as well as viscerally.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.